We've had a lot of ticks in here. These dogs probably got some of them now, I know. And I've had two or three to get on me and onto my arm. And you take some alcohol or turpentine and on a piece of cotton and mop them good, and that makes them turn them loose. If you don't pull them out, they leave the head in there and make a sore.
Is that the same thing as a chigger?
No, a chigger's a little old red thing and all. He'll get on you and make a bump and make it itch, and you'll scratch it. And if you interrupt the hide some way or another, it'll make a little sore. Little old red chigger that can't hardly see. I don't see, we haven't been bothered with any chiggers, and I don't know how long.
You ever see these insects? Some of them hop around your yard, some of them are green, and some of them are black. Got those long hind legs for jumping.
No, I haven't seen any of them in a long time. I forgot what they call them.
Grasshoppers?
Grasshoppers. No, once in a great while you'll see one fly up out there. And if there's a bird out there, well, he'll catch him. But it used to be the grasshoppers would get in and eat your crop up. Yeah, they'd ruin your crop. They was so thick and all. They just went in droves and all. And whatever part of your crop they hit and all, they destroyed it. And some of them would be maybe 2.5 inches long. And they'd ruin your crop. Because whatever section they hit, they just cleaned it as they went through.
Do you ever get, you know, up in the corners of the ceiling of your house, this stuff will form up there and you might have to get a broom and try to brush it out?
That'd be a cobweb. Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the same thing that you might see outside between two bushes?
Yeah, same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Both of them made by spiders?
Yeah. We have some cobwebs once in a while on these trees that my wife keeps them. And if she don't, I've seen them get so bad on trees and all that they'd, they just ruin the tree and all. I see them round over town, great big cobweb up in some of the yards there on trees and all. They just let them go. But whenever one shows up here and all, we get rid of it. Wife gets out and gets a long pole and gets them down. There's worms on the inside. Now, after you left yesterday evening and all, one of the boys and the wife come over here and stayed till nearly 9 o'clock last night. And this little tree right here, she was sitting here, and directly a worm dropped off that here on her leg, you know, and she got up and moved right quick, you know, and they got to looking, and there was several. You see that little tree out there?
Uh-huh.
They ate them leaves was on there just thick and all, just like this. And they ate them off out there sometime night before last. Now, and then they got on, now they won't eat these here cedars or these here the trees and all, just that type of tree. And they got on this tree here. And wife got a hold of it and shook it off. And I don't know how many she got off there, and they killed them.